Okay, let's dive in. The pace of AI development is just, well, it's breakneck, isn't it?
It really is, and it's changing everything, especially how people find information online. Search is undergoing a huge transformation.
Yeah, a massive shift. And that's impacting, how your website gets found, which is critical for so many businesses.
Absolutely. The ground is definitely moving under everyone's feet, particularly if search traffic is important to you.
And that's exactly what we're unpacking today. We've got this set of notes, some slides here. It looks like recent research focused on how websites need to adapt.
Right, specifically builder websites were the focus, but honestly, the takeaways apply much more broadly. Anyone who needs their content discovered online.
So our mission here is to sift through this material, pull out the really critical things you need to grasp, the steps you might need to take, like right now.
Yeah, to make sure you actually remain visible in these new AI-driven search tools,
Yeah.
because you could easily just vanish.
Because the old way is, well, it's fading fast, right? For 20 years, it was all about keywords.
You typed in strings like, what was the example? Four bedrooms, three baths, Raleigh, master down, new homes. Very specific terms.
Right. That exact example was in the source material. But now, people talk to AI differently.
Totally different. It's much more natural language. Think about asking something like, hey, I'm a young professional. I work from home, need a three bed near Raleigh, budget under 500K. What do you got?
That's how people are starting to search. It's a conversation.
Exactly. And the results are pulls apart. That old keyword search in Google, the material shows it's still packed with the big portal sites.
Yeah, your individual site, your builder site, often gets pushed way
Not
down.
buried.
But ask that natural question to an AI, like ChatGPT or Google's AI search. It can give a direct answer. And this is key.
What's that?
The demos in these notes show AI can pull info straight from your website if it's set up right. It even shows sources links sometimes.
So that's the crux of it. The first big takeaway from this research seems to be your site has to be structured so AI can read and understand it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're just not going to show up in those answers. Period.
And this isn't some future prediction. The sources are saying this is happening now.
Oh, yeah. The impact is already being felt. The data is pretty stark.
Okay, so talk about that. How is this actually changing website traffic according to this research?
Well, first off, standard organic click-throughs for traditional search results significantly down.
How much?
The range mentioned is 30% to 60% down for some sites they looked at.
Wow, 30 to 60%, that's huge. Half your potential traffic just not clicking.
Or finding the info somewhere else, maybe directly in the AI interface.
Yeah.
Because another point was that 58% of US buyers.
58%.
Yeah, now start their search in an AI interface
Yes.
before they even go to the regular Google search bar.
Okay, wow. So they're asking the AI first. That changes everything.
It really does. And then there's this other massive trend, bots.
Ah, the bots. Always the bots. What's happening there?
They are scraping sites like crazy. The research suggested numbers like 1,500 to 6,000 pages hit per user query, just gobbling up data.
1,500 to 6,000 pages per query.
Yeah. But here's the kicker. They're sending fewer actual human visitors to the site itself.
So wait, the content is being used, consumed by the AI, but not necessarily by a person clicking around your site.
That's exactly it. Content consumed, but not by people in the traditional sense.
Okay, and the material breaks down the effects of all this bot activity.
Yeah, three main consequences were listed. First one, your analytics get totally skewed.
How so?
Well, you see this inflated traffic, right? All these bot page views. But then your bounce rates look weird, your conversion data might be off, because these aren't real prospects acting like humans.
Right, it makes it hard to know what's actually happening. Muddies the water.
Completely. Okay, second consequence, higher infrastructure costs.
Because the bots are hitting so many pages.
Exactly. All that scraping consumes bandwidth, hammers your CDN, your content delivery network.
Which costs money.
Right. It costs you more. And it can even slow your site down for the real visitors you want to reach.
So you're paying more to serve machines that aren't going to buy anything. That's not ideal.
Not ideal at all. And the third impact, paid search disruption.
How does that work? Bots clicking on ads?
Potentially, yeah. A bot might trigger a click on your paid search ad that wastes your ad spend instantly.
And probably hurts your quality score too, right? Because it's not a relevant click.
Precisely. It negatively impacts how the ad platforms see your ads, which can make future clicks more expensive.
Okay, this whole picture, it paints a real strategic challenge, doesn't it? The AI platforms, they want to be the end destination.
That's the core of it. They want to answer the user's question directly within their own interface. Keep the user there.
reducing the need for the user to actually click through to your site.
Unless your site is structured perfectly for them to pull from or offer something the AI can't summarize easily. That's the challenge.
Which leads right into this question from the research. Should marketing folks, especially in industries like home building, be worried?
And the answer in the material was a pretty clear yes.
Why? What's the core fear?
Because if the AI can give the user the basics, price, location, bedrooms, maybe a key feature or two right there in the chat.
Then the user might think, okay, got it, and never actually visit your website.
Exactly. They might not feel the need to click further. And the really scary part.
Go on.
If the AI gives that answer using your information, but doesn't cite your site as the source, then for that user, in that moment, your website effectively doesn't exist. You are invisible, bypassed.
That is, yeah, that's a chilling thought. Okay, so how do we fight that? The sources talked about a playbook, a layered approach.
They did. Sort of a three-layer framework. Layer one, be visible inside the AI answers. Layer two, own more of your own first-party traffic directly.
And layer three,
develop new ways to measure success. New metrics for this AI and SEO world.
Okay. And for this deep dive, we're really digging into just that first layer, right? Making sure you can show up in those AI answers.
That's the foundation. How do you get your information found, understood, and potentially cited by AI?
First step mentioned was technical, structured markup, schema.org.
Yeah, schema.org is the main standard. Think of it like invisible labels you put on your web page content.
Invisible to users.
Right. Humans don't see it. But it tells the machines, the AI bots, very clearly, this number, that's the price, this text, that's the address, this list, these are the amenities.
So it removes the guesswork for the AI.
Exactly. The research stressed that website platforms really should be automating this for builders and businesses. It's becoming essential.
Okay, technical labels, got it. What's next? Something about AI-friendly paragraphs.
Yes, this is about the actual words you use on the page, because AI reads differently than a person skimming.
How so? What makes a paragraph AI-friendly?
AI often processes text more linearly. It's looking for facts.
Yeah.
So the examples given were things like, put the builder name and the location right near the start of descriptions. Don't bury it.
Be upfront.
Yeah. State the price range clearly and list specific amenities using the actual terms. Don't just say great recreation, say community pickleball court or walking trails or community garden.
Be specific. And why is that so crucial for the AI?
Because it makes it super easy for the AI to extract those facts and match them to a user's query.
Yeah.
If someone asks for homes near Raleigh under $500 with a pickleball court.
And your text explicitly says builder name in Raleigh from the $400 and pickleball court, the AI can connect those dots instantly.
Bingo. Humans infer, AI needs it spelled out more clearly.
Makes sense. Be direct, be factual. Okay, the third piece for layer one visibility, EEAT signals. This isn't brand new, is it?
No, EEAT has been part of SEO for a while. It stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
But it's taking on new importance with AI.
Seems that way. Because AI systems are being designed to provide trustworthy answers. So they need to pull from sources they deem credible. EEAT helps them figure that out.
Okay, can you give us those examples from the source material again for each letter?
Sure. So experience is about proving you've actually done the thing. For a builder, show the homes, photo galleries, virtual tours, maybe case studies, proof of work.
Right. Show, don't just tell.
Exactly. Then expertise. Show you know your stuff. Team bios with credentials, years in business, specific skills highlighted.
Makes sense. What about authoritativeness?
That's more about external recognition. Have you won awards? Been mentioned in the news? Are you part of the local home builders association or chamber of commerce? It shows others view you as legitimate.
Okay. And finally, trustworthiness.
This is kind of table stakes, but crucial. Using HTTPS for a secure site, having a clear privacy policy, making warranty info easy to find, Q&As or FAQs that are dated so users know they're current, basic trust signals.
So putting all these EET things in place is like building your website's resume for the AI.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. It helps the AI decide, is this a reliable source I should use? If those signals are weak, it might look elsewhere, even if your facts are right.
Okay, let's try and summarize the key actions from this first layer then, based on these sources. What people need to focus on now for AI visibility.
Right, so takeaway one, AI-driven search is here, it's already affecting traffic. That's the reality.
Takeaway two, bots are consuming vast amounts of your content, but that doesn't automatically mean more human visitors like it used to.
Exactly. So to get visible in AI answers layer one, you need that technical foundation. structured markup using schema.org. Make your data machine readable.
Then you need to look at your actual website copy. Rewrite it to be explicit, factual, AI-friendly, so the key info is easy for bots to grab.
And finally, actively build and showcase those EEE signals. Prove your experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness so the AI deems you credible.
Right. And like you said, this deep dive really just scratched the surface, focusing only on getting seen by the AI.
Yeah, the sources went into those other layers too, how to build direct traffic, first-party data, and rethinking the metrics we use to measure success. Lots more to unpack there.
Definitely food for thought for future discussions. But sticking with what we covered today, here's something to mull over, a final question based on all this.
Okay.
If machines, these bots, are becoming major consumers of your website content, pulling data for AI answers often without sending a person your way, how should you fundamentally rethink what website traffic even means? What does user engagement look like in this new AI-first world?
What is the goal if a bot is the main visitor?
Exactly. Something to think about.